As Buenos Aires-Tehran political ties move towards a new stance, Israel's lobbies step up pressure over administration of President Cristina Fernandez. Guillermo Borger, chairman of the Argentine-Israeli Mutual Association, AMIA, has called on the national government to adopt a strong, decisive and rigorous position against President of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the 67th ordinary session of the United Nations General Assembly. Furthermore, he demanded Argentina's diplomatic mission to walk out of the meeting as Iranian leader Ahmadinejad delivers his speech to UN member states. Argentine Sheikh Mohsen Ali told Press TV criticism by Zionist groups follows President Fernandez's decision to accept Iran's offer for constructive dialogue.
I can assure that more and more people have become aware of what really happened and the danger that the government of Israel poses to all mankind. Because of the Israeli government, the Middle East goes through countless conflicts that have led, for instance, to the illegal occupation of Palestine territories and the theft of its water resources. Truth, however, always comes to light.
At the 2011 opening session in New York, former Argentina's ambassador to the UN, Jorge Arguello, remained seated and listened to Mr. Ahmadinejad, and this move infuriated Western powers.
In 2010,
President Fernandez visited the Islamic Center to congratulate Muslims on the end of Ramadan. Back in July, she traveled to Bolivia and met with President Evo Morales and did not attend AMIA's central ceremony. Argentina's mission has listened to President Ahmadinejad at the UN. The same will happen this year despite protests by Zionist leaders in Argentina.
Despite US and EU threats, bilateral relations has also shown recent signs of thaw in trade. The South American nation has resumed rice exports to the Persian country, which would be reaching over 30,000 tons before the end of 2012. For the first time since her party took office in 2003, no members of Israeli organizations have been officially invited to join Argentina's President Cristina Fernandez, who is expected to address UN General Assembly on September 25th. Constanza Heller, Press TV, Buenos Aires.